From Jakarta, here is the Voice of Indonesia with English program. Presenting news, information, and entertainment from Indonesia. You can listen our broadcast and online streaming voanews.id.
Listener, how are you today? It is nice to meet you again with me, Putri, to accompany you in 60 minutes ahead. In today's edition, we would like to present some information, started from news, commentary, and so forth. Also, we will play some songs. Well, listener, I will begin with news. Stay with us, Voice of Indonesia from Indonesia to the world, at frequency 3325 kHz, 4750 kHz, and www.voinews.id.
Here is the news first, the headlines. Indonesia to prioritize AstraZeneca as booster vaccine in quarter 1, 2021. 17 ambassadors to attend Indonesia's National Press Day 2022. I'm Nuka Kusumawati, now the news in details. The Indonesian government will prioritize the use of AstraZeneca vaccine as booster dose in the first quarter of 2022. Spokesperson of the Health Ministry for COVID-19 Vaccination, Siti Nadia Tarmizi, said on Sunday that AstraZeneca vaccine can be administered within an interval of 8 weeks after the full dose primary vaccination. The booster vaccination could be conducted simultaneously in all districts or cities, regardless of the achievement of 70% vaccination target and 60% of first dose vaccination for the elderly. Those who will receive the booster vaccine are required to show their identity card numbers or Peduli Lindungi application. 18 years old or above already have full dose primary vaccination at least 6 months before the booster vaccination. As many as 17 ambassadors from friendly countries have confirmed a plan to attend the National Press Day HPN 2022, scheduled for February 9, 2022 in Kendari, capital of the Southeast Sulawesi province. This was stated by Chief of the Foreign Guest Sections of HPN 2022 Organizing Committee, Bob Iskandar, received by Antara on Sunday. This was stated by Chief of the Foreign Guest Sections of HPN 2022 Organizing Committee, Bob Iskandar, received by Antara on Sunday. The ambassador will take part in an investment forum, mass media convention, and peak commemoration of HPN 2022. The friendly countries include Russia, Morocco, Taiwan, Malaysia, Poland, Seychelles, Pakistan, Iran, Czech Republic, the United Kingdom, Singapore, European Union, Romania, and Azerbaijan. The Indonesian Shooting and Hunting Association Probakin will make the International Shooting Sport Federation ISSF Rifle Pistol Grand Prix due to be held in Jakarta in February as a preparation event for Indonesian athletes participating in 2022 Hanoi Southeast Asian Games. Daily chairperson of Probakin, Siswanto, told Antara on Sunday that Indonesia will host the ISSF Championship for the first time. It is scheduled to take place at the Senayan Shooting Range in Jakarta on February 8 until 18, 2022, by implementing strict health protocols. He added that the tournament is one of the trial events for the athletes to face the Hanoi Sea Games that will be held on May 12 to 23, 2022. Currently, there are 21 athletes nurtured by Probakin's National Training Center. The number of the athletes will increase as the Sea Games approaches. Let's move on to the international news. 34 new COVID-19 infections were detected among Olympics-related personnel, the Beijing 2022 Winter Games Organizing Committee said on Sunday, including Poland's short track medal, hopeful Natalia Malizreska. Of those, 13 were athletes or team officials who tested positive after arriving at the airport on Saturday. Of the total infection, 23 were among new airport arrivals, while 11 were people already in the closed-loop bubble that separates event personnel from the public to try to curb the spread of infection. The loop allows Games participation to move freely between their accommodation and Olympic venues on official transport, but they are not allowed to move freely in the city. All Games stakeholders, including media and staff, are also tested daily. Authorities are rushing to prevent an oil spill in eastern Thailand from damaging fragile corals, after officials said on Sunday the leak that began last week was drifting towards more coastal areas. Minister of Natural Resources and the Environment Farawut Silpa Archa said it was crucial to try to prevent the main mass of oil from reaching the shore at Ao Prao, a small bay on Koh Samet, which is a popular resort island. The oil began leaking from the pipeline owned by the Star Petroleum Refining Public Company Limited late on Tuesday. Thousands of Czechs massed in Prague Wenceslas Square on Sunday, waving flags and chanting slogans against COVID-19 restrictions, even as infections surge. Protesters mainly objected the harsher restriction for the unvaccinated, including a ban on eating in restaurants. The country of 10.7 million reported its highest daily tally of cases on Wednesday to 54,689, and the numbers on other recent days have ranked among the highest since the start of the epidemic. Despite the soaring numbers, the government scrapped a decree last week making COVID-19 vaccination mandatory for key professionals and over 60s to avoid deepening fissures in society. North Korea confirmed on Monday it had tested a Hwasong-12 intermediate-range ballistic missiles, or IRBM, on Sunday, according to a state news agency KCNA. The first time nuclear-capable missiles of that size has been launched since 2017. The launch was first reported by South Korean and Japanese authorities on Sunday. Analysts and officials said the tests appeared to involve an intermediate-range ballistic missiles, or IRBM, which North Korea had not tested since 2017, when it suspended testing its largest missiles and its nuclear weapons. KCNA reported the missile launch was conducted in such a way to ensure the safety of neighboring countries and that the test warhead was fitted with a camera that took photos while it was in space. Listen, and now let's move on to commentary for today on President Joko Widodo calls on people to obey health protocols.
Voice of Indonesia.
President Joko Widodo assessed that Omicron cases in Indonesia will continue to increase in the next few weeks. Daily cases of the COVID-19, especially the Omicron variant, continue to experience a spike. Until Sunday, the government reported daily positive cases of corona, although most were not the Omicron variant, as many as 12,422. This brings the total active cases to 61,718. In a press statement last Friday, he said that the government had made a lot of preparation to deal with the surge by improving various health facilities, which are adapted to the character of the Omicron variant. President Joko Widodo also remarked that all cases of Omicron require health services. The symptoms do seem less serious than the previous variant, but they are still dangerous. Therefore, the most important thing is to minimize contacts with other people. In addition, the president also appealed to the public to always implement health protocols and reduce unnecessary activities. He emphasized that if the PCR test results are positive, even though there are no symptoms, the patient can self-isolate at home for 5 days. If there are symptoms of cough, runny nose, and fever, the patient can access telemedicine services to get free services, including medicine. Those health facilities can focus more on treating the patients with severe symptoms as well as the patients with other disease that require intensive services. The government did take a different strategy in dealing with the Omicron and Delta variants. In dealing with the Delta variant, the government focuses on providing high hospital capacity, while in dealing with the Omicron, the government focuses on self-isolation with telemedicine services. This is because the level of treatment and severity of cases of the Omicron variant is lower. However, people still need to be vigilant. In Indonesia until last week, it was recorded that 3 patients died due to this variant. Therefore, the public should follow the president's call to strictly implement the health protocols and avoid crowds, including on the Lunar or Chinese New Year's, which is a national holiday on February 1st, tomorrow. Well, listeners, that was the news. I'm Nuka Kusumawati from Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world.
Today in History starts with the event on January 31, 1926, Nahdlatul Ulama was established. Nahdlatul Ulama, or NU, is one of the largest Islamic organizations in Indonesia. This organization was founded on January 31, 1926, and it operates in the religious, educational, social, and economic matters. Nahdlatul Ulama was formed on the consciousness of the educated to fight for the dignity of the nation through education and organization. After coordinating with various kiais, finally an agreement emerged from the Ulama Pesantren to form an organization called Nahdlatul Ulama, which means Awakening of Ulama in Surabaya, East Java. Kiai Haji Hashim Ash'ari was the first general chairperson of the organization. Next event is that in 1958, Explorer 1 was launched. Explorer 1 was the first satellite made by the United States. It was launched into space on January 31, 1958 at Cape Canaveral Missile Annex, Florida. The launch of the satellite was considered a very important moment because at that time, the United States and the Soviet Union competed with each other in space technology. The Soviet Union succeeded in launching its first satellite, whose name was Sputnik 1, on October 4, 1957. The Explorer 1 satellite functioned normally for 4 months, sending data to Earth until all batteries were depleted and stopped communicating on May 23, 1958. The satellite remained at
altitude for more than 10 years before finally entering Earth's atmosphere on March 31, 1970. Today in history with the event in 1961, chimpanzee named Hump launched into space. Hump is a chimpanzee from Cameroon and has been a popular chimpanzee in zoos in Florida, United States of America, until finally recruited by the United States Air Force for space experiments. At the time, he was only 3 years old. Hump was launched into space on January 31, 1961 using the Project Mercury MR-2 space capsule, a special space probe to transport primates. Hump was the first animal to survive in space. Space became the initial momentum of human exploration beyond the Earth. And listener, that's today in history.
Cegah penularan berantai virus COVID-19 dengan memakai masker secara benar. Maskerku melindungimu, maskermu melindungiku.
Masku wo chakuyou shite COVID-19 no kansen kakudai wo fusegimashou. Watashi no masku wa anata wo mamoru. Anata no masku wa watashi wo mamotte kureru.
Waqaw intiqal virus COVID-19 min khilal irtida'il aqni'ah bi shaklin sahih. Qana'i yahmikum wa qana'ukum yahmi.
让正确佩戴口罩，以防止新型冠状病毒肺炎的传播。我的口罩保护你，你的口罩保护我。
Evite la difusión del coronavirus. Cortar la cadena de transmisión usando máscaras correctamente. Mi máscara te protege, tu máscara me protege.
Forco the getting over bragging van COVID-19 door een masker te dragen. Mijn masker beschermt u, uw masker beschermt mij.
Empêchons la propagation du coronavirus COVID-19 en portant correctement les masques. Mon masque te protège, ton masque me protège.
Verhindern Sie die Übertragungskette des COVID-19 virus durch richtiges Tragen von Maske. Meine Maske schützt dich, deine Maske schützt mich.
Prevent the chain of COVID-19 spread by wearing your mask properly. Your mask protect me, my mask will protect you.
Adore you. You smile.
Listener Voice of Indonesia, the next segment that we'll present is My Indonesia.
Voice of Indonesia.
President Joko Widodo said the Indonesian G20 presidency invited the G20 group and the B20 community to collaborate to create real action for global economic recovery. He conveyed the invitation at the inauguration of the virtual opening of the B20 Inception meeting from Bogor Palace, West Java on Thursday. The group B20, or the Business 20, is an international business community within the framework of the G20 group. On that occasion, President Joko Widodo stated that the COVID-19 teaches all parties that the pandemic is not only a problem, but also an opportunity to grow better. President Joko Widodo invites the G20 and B20 groups to take advantage of this opportunity to realize a more just world governance, provide prosperity, and ensure more inclusive and sustainable economic growth. In line with the main focus of the Indonesian G20 presidency, there are three main opportunities that must be addressed and exploited. They are first, transition to a green economy, second, increasingly rapid digital economy trends, and third, improvement of the global health architecture that is more responsive in the face of the global pandemic. In terms of the transition to a green economy, the president expects the contribution of the B20 community to accelerate a smooth energy transformation without causing negative impacts on small communities. The president also emphasized that Indonesia invites investors that can encourage mutually beneficial added values. In terms of the increasingly rapid digital economy trend, President Joko Widodo emphasized that Indonesia pays serious attention to the development of digital technology, especially those that have a direct contribution to the empowerment of micro, small and medium enterprises and the development of human resources. In terms of improving the global health architecture, Indonesia invites the B20 community to collaborate in mobilizing resources to finance innovation and equitable production of vaccine, medicine, and medical services. The president also pointed out that Indonesia has encouraged investment in the health sector to meet the domestic needs. He hopes that the B20 community will provide concrete offers that can be part of the concrete achievement of the G20 summit.
Di sana, kamu di sana.
RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world in Jakarta. Listener, now we'll present Indonesian wonder about tourism and local wisdom of Indonesian people.
Listener, Bau-Bau is a city on the island of Buton, southeast Sulawesi. Its strategic location makes the city play a major role in the national shipping lanes and has developed as a center of population activity, especially in the trade and service sectors. Bau-Bau City also has a fairly high marine activity with abundant marine products. With their main livelihood as fishermen, the people of Bau-Bau City depend on the sea. No wonder the local community has a variety of traditional rituals related to the sea. One of them is Haroana Andala ritual, or the traditional sea party. This ritual is a Thanksgiving event for the fishing community Bone Bone Village, Bau-Bau City, for the abundance of God's blessings that they get from the sea. In addition, this ritual is also a form of prayer to God to increase the abundance of fishermen when they go to sea. When the Haroana Andala ritual is held, the fishing community gathers on the edge of the sea. The ritual begins with the reading of prayers and mantras, led by local traditional elders. After reading the prayer, several youths lift a small raft made of several bamboo sticks with a size of about 3 meters. Inside the raft, there are various kinds of food, including sticky rice, several cigarettes, grilled fish, several kinds of traditional cakes, and 2 chickens, namely a rooster and a hen. Then the raft is placed on 2 small boats and immediately taken to the middle of the ocean, which are followed by the community using fishing boats. After arriving in the middle of the ocean, the people float the 2 rafts. After the floating event was over, the people of Bone Bone Village visited the old tomb, which is located in Wara Village, Lakudo District, Central Buton Regency. The old tomb is the tomb of Andi Mamuju, a fisherman from Bone Regency, Southeast Sulawesi. He is known as the first person to teach how to fish to the people of Bone Bone Village. After praying at the grave, the community then returned to their respective homes. This ritual that has been going on for hundreds of years is still being held by the people of the Bone Bone Village to preserve local customs and as a place for cultural tourism. Well, listener, keep listening to Voice of Indonesia from Indonesia to the world.
You are still listening to Voice of Indonesia, COVID-19 Disaster Response Radio.
Semalam aku tak mampu tuk lupakan kamu, membuat diri ini duadu di mabuk kepayang.
Cantik, kau cantik tiada dua, menarik membuatku terhipnotis kamu, membuat raga ini duadu dulu.
kita menghampiriku. Berangan-angan kamu tempat duduk sampingku. Pegang erat dan tak akan ku melepasmu. Hanya ada dalam hatiku.
Berhati-hati, wanna make it right to get your heart, want to get your heart here by my side. Hey girl, aku inginkan kamu. Hey girl, kau di dalam tanganku. Hey girl, aku inginkan kamu. Hey girl, let me sing this song for you. Pada pertama kau curi mataku, kedua kau puji hatiku. Pandang-pandangan kamu dengan diriku, lugu, lucu, lulu kepada
kau begitu lucu.
Penularan berantai virus COVID-19 dengan memakai masker secara benar. Maskerku melindungimu, maskermu melindungiku.
Masku wa chakuyou shite COVID-19 no kansan kakudai o防ぎましょう. Watashi no masku wa anata wo mamoru. Anata no masku wa watashi wo mamotte kureru.
Wa qaw intiqal virus COVID-19 min khilal irtida'il aqni'ah bi shaklin sahih. Qana'i yahmikum wa qana'ukum yahmini.
让正确佩戴口罩，以防止新型冠状病毒肺炎的传播。我的口罩保护你，你的口罩保护我。
Evite la difusión del coronavirus, cortar la cadena de transmisión usando máscaras correctamente. Mi máscara te protege, tu máscara me protege.
Forcom, the getting over bragging van COVID-19 door een masker te dragen. Mijn masker beschermt u, uw masker beschermt mij.
Empêchons la propagation du coronavirus COVID-19 en portant correctement les masques. Mon masque te protège, ton masque me protège.
Verhindern Sie die Übertragungskette des COVID-19 Virus durch richtiges Tragen von Masken. Meine Maske schützt dich, deine Maske schützt mich.
Prevent the chain of COVID-19 spread by wearing your mask properly. Your mask protect me, my mask will protect you.
Well, listener, the next segment is Let's Speak Bahasa Indonesia. In this program, we'll introduce you to some Indonesian vocabularies and expressions, and we invite you to speak in Indonesian. This program is a cooperation program between the Voice of Indonesia and the Department of Language Development and Language Education of the Indonesian Ministry of Education and Culture.
Voice of Indonesia.
This is Voice of Indonesia with Let's Speak Indonesian, a program that introduces the Indonesian vocabulary and guides you to speak in the language. Mari Berbahasa Indonesia or Let's Speak Indonesian is a joint initiative of Voice of Indonesia and the Language Development Agency of the Indonesian Ministry of Education and Culture. Today's topic is di tempat pemungutan suara, which means at the polling station. So stay tuned. Listen to this conversation about di tempat pemungutan suara, which means at the polling station. Kevin and Rama are walking on the sidewalk.
Pukul berapa sekarang?
Sekarang pukul 8 pagi.
Apakah kamu akan ikut pemungutan suara hari ini?
Tentu saja, aku akan ke tempat pemungutan suara pukul 9 nanti.
Having listened to the conversation, now I'm going to introduce some vocabulary and expressions related to the topic today, namely, di tempat pemungutan suara, which means at the polling station. I'm going to say each word two times and you can repeat after me. Pukul berapa sekarang? Pukul berapa sekarang? Which means, what time is it? Sekarang pukul 8 pagi. Sekarang pukul 8 pagi. Which means it's 8 a.m. Apakah kamu akan ikut pemungutan suara hari ini? Apakah kamu akan ikut pemungutan suara hari ini? Which means, will you vote today? Tentu saja, which means, of course. Aku akan ke tempat pemungutan suara pukul 9 nanti. Aku akan ke tempat pemungutan suara pukul 9 nanti. Which means, I will go to the polling station later at 9. Aku akan ke tempat pemungutan suara nanti. Aku akan ke tempat pemungutan suara nanti. Which means, I will go to the polling station later. Nanti, nanti, which means later. The adverb of time is used to explain when something is happening. In the dialogue, Kevin asks if Rama will take part in the voting. Then Rama answers, tentu saja, which means of course. Aku akan ke tempat pemungutan suara pukul 9 nanti. Aku akan ke tempat pemungutan suara pukul 9 nanti, which means I will go to the polling station later at 9. The word nanti, nanti, which means later, in the sentence is an adverb of time. The word refers to the future, which is at 9 a.m. If it is used without more complete information about the time, it will be like tentu saja, which means of course. Aku akan ke tempat pemungutan suara nanti. Aku akan ke tempat pemungutan suara nanti, which means I will go to the polling station later. The word nanti, nanti, which means later, refers to the time, but we don't know what time it is. The adverb of time can be used to refer past time too. For example, kemarin Rama ikut serta dalam pemungutan suara. Kemarin Rama ikut serta dalam pemungutan suara, which means yesterday Rama took part in the voting. The word kemarin, kemarin, which means yesterday, is an adverb of time. Besides, it also refers to the event which is happening. For example, saat ini Rama sedang ikut serta dalam pemungutan suara. Saat ini Rama sedang ikut serta dalam pemungutan suara, which means now Rama is taking part in the voting. The word saat ini, which means now, is an adverb of time. Before we end today's Let's Speak Indonesian, let's listen to the conversation once more.
Pukul berapa sekarang?
Sekarang pukul 8 pagi.
Apakah kamu akan ikut pemungutan suara hari ini?
Tentu saja, aku akan ke tempat pemungutan suara pukul 9 nanti.
Listen
Listener, that was Let's Speak Indonesian for today. Hopefully, this edition can be useful for those of you who want to know more about Indonesian language. See you tomorrow with another interesting topic. I'm Rahma, sampai jumpa.
Still tuned to the Voice of Indonesia from Indonesia to the World at frequency 3325 kHz for Asian regions, 4750 kHz for European regions, and www.voinews.id. Listener, the next segment is Music Corner, about music information in Indonesia.
Voice of Indonesia.
Hello listener, today's Music Corner presents you a keroncong song entitled Keroncong Kemayoran by Benyamin Sueb. The song was first performed by Keroncong Kemayoran Group, previously known as Keroncong Tugu. Keroncong Kemayoran is a traditional song from Betawi or native Jakarta. It is not known for sure who created the song, but there have been many versions of Keroncong Kemayoran which were released with different lyrics. The song Keroncong Kemayoran's lyrics are presented by reciprocating pantun or rhyming poetry. It aims to introduce Betawi culture. The lyrics and the rhythm have characteristics that make the song like conveying a message to everyone to be always happy. The problems of life will just disappear if you listen to the Keroncong Kemayoran song. Alright listener, this is Keroncong Kemayoran by Benyamin Sueb. Enjoy!
Jiwa manis indung disayang
la 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 la
ay, pohonnya tinggi buahnya jarang cabai rawit
hey!
Di pohon aren
hey!
Gak punya duit
hey!
Pokoknya keren kedondong
hey!
Matang dibanting
hey!
Rambutnya gondrong
hey!
Gak mampu gunting
la 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 la
paling enak si orang bujang jiwa manis indung disayang
la 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 la
ay pulanglah pagi pulanglah pagi kagak dilarang satu-satu
hey!
Ciduri pandan
hey!
Baju satu
hey!
Kering di badan kursi malas
hey!
Di atas jaro
hey!
Ngopi segelas
hey!
Ngaku separo lagulah ini menghibur diri
Cikini
hey!
Si gondang dia
hey!
Yang punya bini
hey!
Nongkrong di rumah buah nangka
hey!
Dan buah gedang
hey!
Masih perjaka
hey!
Boleh begadang sekian.
Voice of Indonesia, COVID-19 Disaster Response Radio. Stay at home, clean your hands, and follow your local health regulation.
Cari yang hitam seperti saya.
Aha, masa
penularan berantai virus COVID-19 dengan memakai masker secara benar. Maskerku melindungimu, maskermu melindungiku.
Masku wo chaku yo shite COVID-19 no kansen kakudai wo fusegi mashou. Watashi no masku wa anata wo mamoru. Anata no masku wa watashi wo mamotte kureru.
Wa qaw intiqal virus COVID-19 min khilal irtida'il aqni'ah bi shaklin sahih. Qana'i yahmikum wa qana'ukum yahmini.
Rang zheng que pei tai kou zhao, yi fang chi xin xing guang zhuang bing du fei yan de chuan bo. Wo de kou zhao bao hu ni. 你的口罩, 保护我.
Evite la difusión del coronavirus. Cortar la cadena de transmisión usando máscaras correctamente. Mi máscara te protege, tu máscara me protege.
Voorkom de ketting overdragging van COVID-19 door een masker te dragen. Mijn masker beschermt u, uw masker beschermt mij.
Empêchons la propagation du coronavirus COVID-19. En portant correctement les masques. Mon masque te protège, ton masque me protège.
Verhindern Sie die Übertragungskette des COVID-19-Virus durch richtiges Tragen von Maske. Meine Maske schützt dich, deine Maske schützt mich.
Prevent the chain of COVID-19 spread by wearing your mask properly. Your mask protect me, my mask will protect you.
Well, listener, it is time for me to sign off now. Keep listening to our program at www.voinews.id or shortwave frequency 3325 kHz for Asian regions or 4750 kHz for European regions. Don't forget to check out our Facebook, The Voice of Indonesia, Twitter at VOI Indonesia, and Instagram, voice.of.indonesia. Also, send your reception report to VOI at voinews.id. I'm Putri Safitri Adela. See you on the next English program.